Redskins fans are holding their collective breath and hoping for the best as quarterback Robert Griffin III is re-examined today by noted orthopedic surgeon Dr. James Andrews down in Florida. The Washington Post reports RG3 may have suffered tears to two ligaments in that knee, a knee in which he suffered an ACL in 2009. Joining us live now, Mike Jones of the Washington Post. Mike, this sounds like a bad situation here.
You know, it definitely does. It's unfortunate. We knew that he already had the sprained LCL, and now with the injury on Sunday, it looks like there is a partial tear at least to the ACL and the LCL in the same knee. That's why he's going down to Dr. Andrews to find out exactly how bad it is and what their course of action is. Is it full reconstruction, or is there a way that he can get by without surgery?
Have the other players on the team been told more information than we have, and are they, you know, in a kind of a woe-is-me state of mind right now?
No, not yet. Everybody's kind of, like you said, everybody's holding their breath and waiting to see and hoping that this can come out with the best possible situation. I've been told that Griffin was in pretty good spirits yesterday. He wasn't made available to the media, but teammates who talked to him said that he was pretty optimistic, hoping for the best, and they're all doing the same.
Mike, given the fact that this team has more or less mortgaged its future on Robert Griffin III, the number of draft picks that it gave up to get him, and considering how great he is when he's healthy, how much heat could Mike Shanahan take on this?
Well, I think he's already taken quite a bit just because of the fact that we were all watching, and it was clear that he was not healthy and was not effective. And then the longer he remained in the game, the less he had his mobility, and then he really was seriously put at risk for a serious injury, and then it possibly could have. And if he is out for a year or any extended period of time, you can understand the frustration and anger from the fans just because of the fact that this was maybe something that could have been avoided.
You know, publicly, the other players spoke up defending RG3, defending Mike Shanahan. Have they privately expressed different feelings that you know of?
No, you know, I've talked to several in private, and, you know, they have a different type of mindset. And, you know, playing injured in the NFL, you almost have a badge of honor if you're playing hurt. They felt like, you know, he definitely earned it. London Fletcher said he's the reason why we were in the playoffs, and to not give him a chance to deliver us to that win would have been wrong. And, you know, obviously they didn't want to see him injured, and they hoped that he could have avoided this, but they had all the respect and totally were on board with Shanahan's decision.
You know, it's sort of the extremes that, as Washington sports fans, we've experienced over the last year. Some think that they may have been, you know, too cautious in dealing with Strasburg with the Nats and their decision to limit how much he was going to pitch. And now, in this case, there are a lot of fans who are thinking that the Redskins may have been rolling the dice on their future.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, my colleague Dave Shinen, who covered the Nationals and the whole Strasburg thing, he was sitting next to us in the press box during this, and he said, man, all I can think about is Strasburg. You know, you have the extremes, and you just wonder which was the right decision. At the time, all the Nationals fans were feeling that the Nationals were too cautious, but then, you know, maybe they avoided something. The Redskins, maybe they weren't cautious enough, and they could have cost themselves dearly.
Well, we're going to keep holding our breath over here. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks for having me.
Mike Jones from the Washington Post.